Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third-row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sherry, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Now, Sherry, it's been a year, so refresh our listeners' minds of what happened and what was the conclusion of everything that happened last year, starting with your daughter wanting to use her senior space for a Bible verse.
Sure, yeah. So in May of last year, the kids have to send the principal kind of like a sketch of what they want to do with their parking spot. So my daughter had seen a sketch online. It was called like this, you know, really nice hill with verses, and she just loved it. So she actually copied it, did the sketch, included the verses, and sent it in. They rejected it pretty immediately. Everybody else was getting approved. She wasn't hearing back. I said, you know, follow up, send an email, find out why it's taken so long for yours to get approved. Finally, they call her down and said, hey, you can't do this. You have to take out the Bible verses. You know, we can't have that kind of things here. So she complied. She changed it. She only left the references. She took out the verses. But she did have a cross on there because it was part of the portrait. So she sent it back in. They rejected again. They said you can't.
Sherry, I'm sorry to interrupt you. So her second proposal had no verses, just the scripture?
Just the scripture reference. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure I got that down. All right, continue.
Yes. So they said you can't even have the reference. Not even, you know, John 3:16. You can't have that. Or I think it was John 14:6. They said, you can't have that. You know, you have to take that out. So then she resubmitted a third time where I believe it just had like a cross. And again, they said, we'll approve this, but please take the cross out. So by that point is when she came to me and said, okay, I had told her kind of throughout it, you know, if you want me to get involved, let me know. You know, I'm happy to, but if you don't want me to, you know, I don't want to cause a problem. So by the third time when they said that she had to take everything out, she said, okay, Mom, you know, let's do something because, you know, I think this is kind of wrong that I have to take everything out. So I just went online. I found First Liberty, which was amazing. They jumped in right away. They said, no, this does not sound correct. This is unconstitutional. We'll get involved right away. So then they got involved. They looked at other parking spots that other kids were doing, you know, where they were having, you know, again, it's personal preference. They were having South Park. They were having, you know, different things that, that they enjoyed and you know, wanted to put in their parking spot that was approved without issue. You know, and so they looked at kind of the breakdown, what was allowed, what wasn't, you know, their policy. And there was nothing in there that said that she couldn't express her faith. So at the end of the day, they ended up kind of retracting, and they said, okay, we'll allow it. You know, once it kind of got out there and the news kind of caught wind of it, you know, the school kind of, you know, backed off pretty quickly after that. And she was able to put her Bible verse down, and we were able to decorate it, which was great. But there was some comment right away. Actually, Dr. Phil took the story up, and he even noticed that the comment by the school was, you know, we're going to have to reevaluate this for next year. Kind of like a little bit of a hint towards, you know, maybe their plans the next year won't be to allow the kids in the future to even have parking spots because somebody had the audacity to actually question and fight back. And, you know, they didn't like that. Well, it looks like they're going to, you know, follow through with that because it is now June 15th and no submissions have been made. The school has not allowed the seniors to put in any submissions of drawings for their parking spot. School's going to end soon. Normally by this time last year, she was on her third submission. Others had already been approved because it started in May. So the students are like, what's going on? You know, nobody's turning anything in. We're not hearing about this parking spot. And so I had some parents reach out to me and they're like, hey, you know, we don't think we're going to, our seniors are going to get a parking spot this year. So I said, well, what's going on? Like they said, no submissions, there's no forms, there's nothing about their parking spots. And it's June 15th. We should already had submitted drawings and had approvals. And so now today, the leadership of the students are meeting with the principal to go over the parking spot. And I have a feeling that they are going to say it's not allowed. And it makes me really sad that, you know, because we had to educate them, that they cannot tell students that they cannot, you know, express their religious freedoms as they're paying for these spots, their ownership of these spots. And as long as it, you know, per their policy, as long as it's not calling, you know, causing any type of violence or indication, you know, obviously guns, things like that, that, you know, could cause, you know, some, you know, issues, they should be able to express themselves without a problem. So now they want to take it all away just because, you know, again, a child had the audacity to challenge them is really sad. And, you know, I think there's a lot of uproar going on in Grand Island right now and a lot of, you know, it's showing that there's some mistrust as obviously the budget was voted down. And I think we're one of the only counties that the budget was voted down. So, you know, the community is kind of stepping up and saying, hey, you know, are you doing the right thing by our kids? Are you spending the money wisely? You know, if you're taking away programs like this and privileges for these students, it's pretty sad. And we're not going to approve that if that's what's going on. We have a big vote tomorrow. This will be the second vote for the budget. If it doesn't approve, they're going to have to go to contingency budget, which is significantly less. And, you know, they're saying, if you don't approve the budget, then we're going to have to take away programs from your kids. Well, you're already doing that. So what really are you telling us to do when it comes to the vote tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, and can you imagine, Sherry, over all the things, that, you know, you mentioned there were parking spots that had South Park. Now, I love South Park, but, you know, sure. Some people might think that's, you know, I mean, if you're going to allow that, to not allow a Bible verse. I mean, when did the Bible become so offensive that you had to fight the school on this? You had to make over, you know, all these proposals just over a Bible verse. You know, I graduated 20 years ago from high school, and people wore shirts with Bible verses on it all the time. You never thought anything of it. You might think, oh, that's right. That's nice. That's a nice scripture to reference, but you never thought anything of it. To now shut down this entire program, which it seemingly is all over this dispute. To me, I wonder, you know, what was the bar? If a Bible verse doesn't go, but again, South Park, and again, nothing against South Park, what's the bar? Is it just the Bible verse? You wonder what the limit would be for some other proposals.
Exactly. Yeah, I have no idea what else she's turned down over the past year or year before. But I know that that wasn't the first time she had turned down a proposal for sure. This was just the first time that somebody decided to fight it. You know, when I had emailed and said, "Hey, are we really saying that she can't use a Bible verse?" You know, they emailed right back and said, "Oh, we talked to our lawyers. You know, we talked to our authority, and they said that we do not have to allow this." I was like, I don't think that sounds right. So we're going to go ahead and pursue this. And as it turned out, it wasn't right. It wasn't okay. And it's really not okay to take these things away, you know. And I feel like, you know, Grand Island, at least, you know, this is where I live and this is what I know. They're really restrictive. I know that the last year as well, one of the students wanted to decorate the caps. You know, a lot of the other schools are allowing decorating of caps on when you graduate. It's a really nice way, again, for them to express the years that they've spent at the school and, you know, what was important to them. And it was the president of the school board's daughter, who is amazing. She had all these accolades, you know, top of the class, wonderful. She said, "Hey, really want all the students to be able to decorate their caps." And she did it the right way. She got all the seniors together. They signed a petition and turned it in and said, "Hey, let us decorate caps. We'll make sure that we do it appropriately." And at the end of the day, turned down. Absolutely not. You know, I just feel like freedom of expression at Grand Island is just very limited. And now to take this away from them, it's just heartbreaking. You know, that my daughter was trying to fight for their rights, you know, so that they can express themselves. And now you're saying, now we're going to take it all away. You can't decorate your caps like other school districts do. Can't decorate your parking spots now because, you know, again, you might get pushback. And we don't like that. We don't want to deal with that. So we're going to just take it all away. That's not okay to do to students. I mean, these kids are going to be, you know, adults next year. My daughter's joining the Air Force. You know, she's going to be able to hold a gun and fight for our country, but she can't express her faith. That's one of the most important things to her. That's really going to get her through life. You know, it's more than algebra. It's faith that's going to help her succeed. And you know, we see mental health and all kinds of issues, and instead we're going to restrict it all and hold it back. You know, that's horrible to me.
Absolutely.
It's vindictive at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So there's going to be a meeting on what to do about the parking spaces today, you said?
Yeah, I believe the student leadership is meeting with the principals. And, you know, if it were to come, you know, where they are saying, "Hey, you're not going to be allowed," which, again, it's June 14th. Nothing's been turned in. So I have a feeling that in, what, less than a week, they're not going to be able to approve all of these things, or at least they'll say they can't approve all of these things, and so they're going to squash it. You know, I'm happy to step up with senior parents. I'm, you know, I might not have a senior this year, but I'm happy to fight for other students that should have this right and should be able to express, you know, themselves in different ways appropriately.
For sure. Now, that's today, and then it's the revote on the budget. Now, Sherry, why do you believe the initial budget was voted down? What is the thinking of the people on Grand Island?
I think, you know, a lot of people are stepping up. They're not happy, again, with some of the restrictions that are coming down. Our teachers are amazing. They do amazing work. They're leading our kids to, you know, states, all kinds of things in sports. But again, I feel like the leadership is in a lot of ways letting them down. They're really restricting them, not only the students, but a lot of what they can do, you know, telling them, "No, we can't do this. We can't do that." You know, when they're trying to do things for the kids, and it's not right. And I think that, you know, not, you know, I can't speak for everybody, obviously, but these are just things that I'm hearing, you know, that they really want to show leadership. "Listen, we don't trust you. You're not making good decisions. You're not really standing by these students and our teachers and really working with them to make sure, you know, they can be successful." You know, as soon as the budget was voted down, there was a meeting and the superintendent said, "Well, we're going to have to get rid of, if you guys, you don't approve this, we're going to have to get rid of modified sports. We're going to have to get rid of DECA. DECA doesn't cost that much. And it's an incredible program that a teacher works really, really hard, you know, of her own time to do. So to kind of threaten to take some of these things away that really aren't that expensive, but it's more about, you know, that it's important to the community. So we're going to threaten to take these things away so that you'll vote in the way that we want to. Again, that's removing trust. You know, why don't you come to us and say, "Hey, what's the issue? Why would you vote this down? Is there something going on? Is there some mistrust here that you think maybe, you know, that's not happening?" And have these open dialogues and these communications and say, you know, if you're going to take away students' rights, we're not going to trust you so much when it comes to an $80 million budget on Grand Island, where our taxes are going to go up. And what are we really supporting here? And who are we really supporting here? You know, so there's a ton of dialogue going on right now about this. And it's very frustrating. And it's a kind of an uproar on Grand Island because of it. But again, we have to trust your leadership. And now that I'm finding out about this, you know, it makes me really struggle on whether, you know, I should really vote for this budget. And it makes me sad because I know that there's programs that are going to be lost. And I know it's going to affect, you know, teachers that are really trying to put a lot of work into it. But, you know, leadership needs to allow that. Leadership needs to step up and say, hey, we want, you know, autonomy. We want you guys to be able to do these things for these kids and not be all over you and restricting you constantly and controlling you in a lot of ways. So, you know, this is a decision that's going to be made tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But I know right now, you know, with them taking this away and showing that, you know, it seems more about power and control than it does about what's best for kids. You know, I'm struggling with the voting yes on it.
Yeah, the end of your junior year, you're looking forward to all the things you've seen other seniors do, and then mm-hmm. to take this away, that would stink. And it also takes the $50 per student away for the school. Sherry, you said your daughter's joining the Air Force?
She is, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, God bless her.
Yeah. See, thank you.
She fought the good fight with this last year, and now going to fight for this country. God bless her, and God bless you, Sherry. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you. Thanks.
That is Sherry Steffens updating the story that we focused on so much last year, the parking spots at Grand Island. We didn't do that at Amherst. Amherst, you didn't have an assigned parking spot.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.